Duke, is there any, ever any carryover from one game to the next when you get in a series like this?
I mean, all games take on their own individual personality, but you certainly can try to learn from the previous game.
What'd you learn from last night?
I think both teams probably evaluated some things that they could, when the shooting is so bad, you could probably evaluate some possessions as really good defense by both teams, and others you can do better things on offense.
When you look at your defense, were you happy overall with the work done, or are there things that maybe you don't show up in the box score, but that you can see on tape that you... Well, what was the balance between those
two? They missed some makeable shots. They missed a ton of free throws, and we got pounded on the board. So our defense was, we tried hard, but we weren't as efficient as we would like to be.
Do you expect to see more of the same on Grady, or do you think they'll try to tinker a little bit?
Oh, I don't have any control over that, so we're just going to try to do what we do well and keep it as simple as possible.
There were plenty of threes around Tracy and Yao. Are they the same ones that you've been knocking down all year? Or do they sort of run off things?
Yeah, they did a good job. They closed really hard. Really hard. That's a hard playing team. That's as hard a playing team as there is in the league. They play hard, they're physical, they're tough. We know what we're up against, certainly.
Do you need to get more out of the other guys besides the leading scoring? More scoring?
Well, it depends on how the game's played. I can't answer that without knowing how we're being defended.
Jeff, what goes through your mind when Tracy starts taking off like he did in the third quarter, when you're watching it from the bench area?
I don't really get caught up in stuff like that.
You're thinking about the Knicks?
You're trying to, yeah. I mean, you know he's going well, so you're trying to get in different situations that would work effectively. But certainly, you don't have the pom-poms out.
When he got home, did you change anything about whether he was catch and shoot off plays or initiating in a high pick and roll?
He just he calmed himself down. I thought the whole team, I'm sure they did too. I thought both teams looked, or we looked, I shouldn't speak for you, we looked fatigued we were on an emotional, we played hard, but we weren't on an emotional even keel. And so I don't know if we feel burdened a little bit by expectations, either individually or outside of our team, but sometimes you can want something so bad it has a negative impact. And I think last night, we obviously know we're going to need to play a heck of a lot better.
You mentioned expectations outside. What expectations are you referring to?
Just in general, just in general.
There's been a lot of people picking you. You were asked about that the other day. You're around town, this year, that kind of thing.
I don't want to make it specific. I just think in general, it could be different for each guy. I just think we had a burden. Instead of playing as seen as a great opportunity, I just thought we were very, very discombobulated. They had a big part of that. They pressured us so hard. They had us extended way out of the scoring area. And obviously, I think we're gonna have to, you have to have the right level of intensity and be emotionally solid so that you can play